Hey everyone, it's Bea, and you're listening to another episode of the In Your Feelings podcast. So, for those of you who are new here, In Your Feelings is a podcast I created alongside Thought Catalog that dives into the very real and very messy aspects of life that we are all navigating together. I really try to create these episodes to have honest conversations about things like relationships and moving on and worthiness, things that can feel really disheartening and confusing. And I do that in the hopes that these 30 minutes or so make you feel less alone in what you're feeling and remind you that you aren't the only person who is dealing with certain things in life. Today, for example, we are going to dive into the wonderfully chaotic and heart-wrenching world of almost relationships. Okay, so almost relationships are basically potential relationships that never quite get to that committed phase. But don't get me wrong, it is a relationship in literally every way, except for the fact that you don't actually call it one, and you don't refer to the other person as your partner. And those emotional gray zone relationships, the ones where it seems like it's all going to work out, where it feels like you're on the cusp of something beautiful, where you're spending time with someone who makes you believe that there's something more between you two, where it's progressing and then it just crumbles, it ends, it isn't chosen or given room to grow, or you're constantly in a state of limbo with this person. Those relationships can be extremely mentally exhausting and soulfully exhausting, especially for an empath or for someone who has a lot of love to give. And this is why it's often said that almost relationships can hurt just as much as a real committed one. Relationships where you spent years with a person. Sometimes it can be harder to move on from an unknown than it can be to move on from someone you actually dated. And so that brings me to my first point. If you are trying to move on from an almost relationship, I need you to understand that you are not crazy or silly for not being able to move forward from this. These kinds of dynamics are really, really hard. And I know that when you're grieving the loss of a relationship, people immediately, the very first thing they ask you is how long you dated this person for, how long you were in one another's lives in a committed, tangible way. And it can make you feel overwhelmed or almost silly that you never actually got there, that your heart is so unbelievably hurt outside of that traditional dynamic, outside of that general understanding. But you don't have to date someone to have feelings for them. You don't have to be labeled as boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever for someone to have a special place in your heart. Commitment isn't the only measure of meaning for a relationship. So please don't feel silly with yourself for caring. Almost relationships can hurt just as much as real relationships because connection isn't measured in time. When your heart connects with someone, it connects with someone. Sometimes that depth is fostered over years, and sometimes you crash your heart into another human being, and despite only knowing them for a short collection of moments, you know that they're going to mean something to you. There are no rules when it comes to this stuff. The reality of the situation is that you met someone who made you feel deeply. You met someone who reciprocated what was happening within you. You met someone who wanted to hold your hand and spend time with you and laugh with you and dream with you and dive with you. And as a human being who cares deeply and As a human being who has a heart that pours for others, you fell for them. You fostered a connection that wanted to go deeper. And when you feel that, when you have all of that hope within you, it can be really, really difficult when someone doesn't want to fall with you. And I think that makes moving on so difficult because these kinds of dynamics can make you feel like you aren't good enough. I mean, when you feel deeply for someone and they reciprocate feelings, but they don't want to commit, it is a very human reaction to feel like you're the sole reason why that commitment isn't being made. It hurts to think that someone likes you, but not enough. It hurts to think that someone enjoys spending time with you, but not enough. It hurts to think that someone cares for you, but not enough. Enough, that word. It can make you feel like not enough. It can make you feel like maybe if you were just a little funnier, or a little more chill, or a little more this, or a little more that, that would have made them want to stay. That would have made them want to choose you. But that's not the case, because it doesn't matter how pretty you are, or how cool you are, or how intelligent you are. You couldn't have been funnier, or loved them harder, or acted in a more casual way to have convinced them to commit. Because at the end of the day, this person wasn't ready to be in a committed relationship. This person wasn't ready to take the leap. And that's where they're at. Nothing will change that. And I say this because people choose these kind of wishy-washy relationships very willingly. They're very aware that they're doing so. And it's almost always because they aren't ready. And whether that is because of their own circumstances or their own baggage or because they're afraid of commitment or because they just want to have fun, that's their healing and that's their growth and that's their decision that they've made for themselves. I mean, relationships take a lot of responsibility. And unfortunately, sometimes we crash our hearts into people who want all of the benefits of a relationship, but they can't deal with the responsibility. And unfortunately, sometimes people aren't honest about that. And there are a lot of games at play. And you feel confused or hurt, like things aren't progressing, like you aren't being valued. And on the other hand, sometimes people are honest with you about that, and that becomes a decision you have to make for your own heart. You ask yourself, is this something you can handle? Is this something you actually want? And the reality and the hint is it never is. We just convince ourselves it is because we feel deeply and we care deeply and we really believe in a connection. But when it comes down to it, participating in this kind of unknown emotional gray zone, it really is about you in the end and how it makes you feel. If someone tells you that they can't commit to you and that breaks your heart, walk away. If someone plays games with you and the dynamic is hurting you and making you question yourself and making you crazy, you have to walk away. Because when you accept an almost relationship, you're telling someone that they aren't responsible for how the relationship emotionally impacts you. There are no boundaries. And if there are no labels, the partner can just pick up and choose whatever they feel like doing in the relationship. There are no consequences for any actions. You're not even asking them to show up in their actions. And when you settle for that, when you settle for an almost, in a way you settle for almost in every single aspect of what a relationship could be or should be. You settle for almost happy. You settle for almost valued. You settle for almost chosen. Yes, the connection holds weight, but it's still, in a way, surface. You're still not being given all that you desire. You're still holding out for something to grow from so much uncertainty. But you deserve more than that. And I think you always kind of know that from the beginning. That's also why moving on from an almost relationship can be really heartbreaking. Because you feel like, in a way, you broke your own heart. And that's a layer of all of this that we sometimes don't talk about. Yes, it's difficult to move on from someone you really liked, but it's also harder to sit with your feelings and to kind of acknowledge the ways in which you might have stayed longer than you knew you should have. The ways you maybe didn't stand up for your heart. It can be really hard to admit to yourself that you agreed to something you knew you weren't going to be fulfilled in because you thought you could change the circumstance. You thought that you could make it work in the end, that you would be chosen, that the concept of what you two shared would evolve. You can feel ashamed or upset that you didn't listen to yourself, that you didn't allow yourself to be honest about what you actually wanted or what was hurting you. It can make you feel like your feelings were delegitimized, not just by this person, but by yourself as well. And I mean, nothing is more disappointing than letting yourself down. That stings. And that adds another level to the healing process. So if that's where you are right now, in this kind of space where you're upset with yourself for not communicating what you wanted, or you're upset with yourself for going along with a dynamic that was actually hurting you or making you doubt yourself, I want you to be gentle with yourself. It's okay. You found someone in life you really liked. You spent time with them and laughed with them and dreamed with them and made memories with them. You cared for them and dove into them. You had inside jokes with them and learned about them, and your heart grew fond of them. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself for wanting to keep that in your life, even if you knew deep down inside that you needed more. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself for trying for something, for believing in a connection and believing in what it could be. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself for seeing the goodness in another human being. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself for putting your heart out there. And now, give yourself permission to be deeply honest with yourself about what the relationship was, not what you hoped it could be. I think almost relationships cut deeply because they tend to make a human heart live within that what-if phase. When you're at the beginning stages of a relationship, when you're trying to see how the parts of yourself line up with those of another, you live within this concept of perpetual potential. There is so much to be experienced. There's so much beauty to be had, so many feelings to feel. When you exist within an almost, you're always building out an idea of someone or something that has yet to be grounded by real life. In that way, you kind of romanticize what could be. And that is so human. It's human to get excited about another person. It's human to leap towards the things that make you happy or make you smile or make you believe in the goodness of others and in what is in store for your heart. So at the end of the day, when you aren't able to carry all of that out, when you aren't given the chance to shine for someone or care for them or build something foundational with them, that hope can hang heavy within you. It can be difficult to lay down because it still feels so promising. Sometimes what could have been hurts more than what actually was when we connect with it. But you do have to remind yourself of what was. At the end of the day, you fell into a dynamic that ended up hurting you. At the end of the day, no matter how much potential you believe there is, it's not being chosen. That potential isn't being valued. That potential isn't being shown up for. And I get it. I understand how hard it is to come to terms with that, how hard that honesty can feel. It's not easy to feel like you're getting closure and moving on when you aren't even sure what you're really moving on from. But the truth is that we won't always end up with those we feel something deep and meaningful with. Some chapters of our lives are full and dizzying in the best way, with concrete endings and concrete closure. But some chapters end quickly, sometimes in the middle of the page, sometimes even before we're ready. And what we don't often realize is that that is closure too, because it's still an ending. Please just remember that you want to be loved and chosen. Not almost loved or almost chosen. If someone can't do that, you truly are better off alone. This is not your person. Because the right person will be consistent. The right person will put forth the appropriate amount of effort. The right person will make everything feel easy and natural. And the truth is, almosts aren't natural. You have all of this hope and all of this feeling, and you're trying to give it to someone who doesn't want to hold it, but who still wants to experience it. You're trying to convince someone that you're worthy of being chosen. But the right person will choose you. The right person will stay. Remind yourself that you deserve for the beauty you see with someone to come to fruition. You deserve to feel like someone is excited to be with you. You deserve to feel like someone is excited to commit to you and dive into you and try for something concrete and foundational with you. You deserve someone who is on the same page. You deserve someone who wants the same things. Someone who wants to meet all of your hope with action. You deserve someone who asserts their heart and stands up for it. Someone who isn't afraid of being responsible for your heart. You deserve someone who embraces it. So lay that love down. Lay that potential down. Not because you want to, but because you have to. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you deserve. Because the truth is, when you continue to chase someone who doesn't want to be caught, you really do close yourself off to those who do. You close yourself off to the person who wants to know how many sugars you take in your morning coffee. You close yourself off to the soul that wants nothing more than to hear you singing off key in the shower for the rest of their lives. And when you continue to beg for the kind of love you have been giving someone all along, you close yourself off to the person who dreams of being your favorite thing. You close yourself off to the person who eagerly awaits a heart like yours. No matter how loudly it beats against your chest. No matter how messy or sensitive or soft it is. You close yourself off to the person who wants to be your safe place, your refuge, someone who wants to prove to you that love can stay, that love can heal the past, that love can be balanced and full and hopeful for once in your life. When you continue to chase those who do not want to be caught, you rip out pieces of your soul just trying to make it fit into the palms of someone who doesn't want to hold you. You bankrupt yourself for someone, closing yourself off from the human being who would have been able to see your worth all along. Closing yourself off from the human being who would have loved you from the start. Because that's what you deserve. Someone who sees you and knows. Someone who would never want to risk losing you. Someone who chooses you just as feverishly and excitedly as you choose them. And I know I have said that 100 times in this episode, but I just want to drive it home for you. I want you to understand that there are people who will truly, truly meet you and just know that they want to keep you in their life. There are people who will see the way you love and see the way your heart looks, and they will want to protect it. They will want to stand up for it. And those are the people you need to chase. Those are the kinds of relationships that will feel right. There will be no confusion. It will not feel like you are on the cusp of something beautiful. It will just be beautiful. All right, I think that's all I have to say right now about this, but almost relationships are a topic that I definitely want to continue talking about. So if you liked the episode, shoot me a message on Instagram or send me an email and let me know if you'd like me to dive into this a little more, because I think it's so heavy. There's so much to unpack, and, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes isn't enough to do that. I wanted this episode mainly to just be a little bit of an encouragement for all of you who are trying to move on from an almost relationship, a reminder that you aren't alone and that other people have found themselves in these dynamics before, and that other people have maybe stayed longer than they knew they should have stayed, and that other people have been hurt by something that never even became something. There are so many human beings who are holding so much potential inside of them right now, just waiting for permission to let it go and waiting for permission to lay it down. You are not alone. So be gentle with yourself and just keep reminding yourself that you deserve something beautiful. You deserve something special. You deserve something that sees in you what you see in it. Thank you all for being here with me for another episode of In Your Feelings. I hope it helped your heart, and I cannot wait to talk to you next week. So until then, stay safe out there and just be gentle with your heart. You're still learning. We all are.